Welcome, everyone. We are going to wrap up this four-part series. I think we didn't realize it was going to be a four-part series, but we'll wrap up the new year, January, with our four-part series with Jen Walsh. And on this episode, we go a lot deeper into where someone can start when it comes to their goal of fat loss and how to start working with our Peakwell coach. Please enjoy. Welcome to the Fast Fit Podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of Fast Fit. We hope you enjoy the show. All right, welcome back, everyone. We did it. We are really close to the end of the first month of 2026. I think most people have set their goals and their intention by now. Hopefully, they've gotten some value in our last episodes, Jen, when it comes to coaching and some things around mindset and motivation to achieve success there. We ended the last episode talking about fat loss because fat loss, I mean, people say weight loss, but we both know that what they really mean is fat loss is a common goal for people. And so I'm probably going to ask you a question that you can't completely answer, and I hope not based on the information you gave us in the prior episodes, but what are the top, you know, when it comes to sort of that 80-20 principle, what would you say to someone listening to this that's not coaching with you yet? When they ask, like, what are the top two or three or four tactics I should be focused on or I can implement to achieve success when it comes to fat loss?
Yeah, well, I'll always say it goes to foundations. Now, those are different for everybody. I mean, the foundations are the same, but how we apply them are going to be different for everybody. So being mindful of your food intake, your movement, your sleep, and water is a huge one. And if you have all those managed, then it helps reduce some stress in your system. So it's kind of like it tags along on the bus there. Specifics, they're going to be different for everybody. And that's one of the things that I think is really beautiful about our program. It is not plug and play. It's not, oh, you're a woman, here you go, put it on, and we'll see you next time. That is not how it works. And that's not how we set ourselves up for long-term success. It really comes from meeting the client where they're at, like we've talked about, finding where they're ready, willing, and able to make adjustments to lifestyle habits. Now, That is the main thing. There are some areas that I would recommend if you're looking to find that 1% change and see how can you get started on your own. We eat multiple times a day. So that's a great place to get started. We're already assuming members who are here are already doing a really great fast fit workout and getting that intentional muscle damage once or twice or maybe even three times a week. And so that is like check. Great check right there. You have to have something that is building the muscle if you want to lose the fat. And so You got that. Food, protein, and fiber are huge pieces. And especially when we take a look at how can we feel good in our body? How can we ensure that our body is doing what it's supposed to do and functioning well? This is where that really plays a big role. So making sure we're getting enough protein, I look at it as you have the building blocks to be able to build that muscle that the workouts are trying to, you know, affect a change on. Fiber, other huge part. This is really helping improve your gut health. And really, if we don't know, so much stems from your gut and how your body functions. We've got a really strong, there is a gut everything access, gut brain access. If we're fueling our gut well, our brain is better. Gut skin access, if we're fueling our gut well, our skin looks bright and vibrant and we're less prone to breakouts. If we are feeding our gut well, we're managing things like cholesterol, blood pressure, how our body responds to sugar, so our A1C is a little bit better. And there's all these things that come down to, these are all little triggers that affect hormones. So if our gut is working well, then everything else is working well. And so fiber is from our fruits and our vegetables. And oh my God, carbs. Carbs are not bad. You can eat the carbs. Let's make sure we're eating good quality. And so with this, it could be ensuring that we're getting them, period. What does enough look like? That's really where we can dig in. Like, this is how we bring that individuality to our coaching program. Again, not a one-size-fits-all. It's making it fit for you and what's going to give you the best results.
I love that. Okay, cool. So I'm just going to feed that back to you and make sure I don't miss anything, okay? Mm-hmm. So our members are here. They're doing fast fit. They're stimulating the right things they need to be doing when it comes to exercise and muscle growth, et cetera. And so we got that check mark. The next piece is that they can start paying attention to are sort of in that 80-20. So we've got protein, getting enough protein, making sure they get fiber for gut health and all the other benefits that they have there. And then focusing on water, like you said, sleep, etc. So if they can really start to just pay attention to these areas, those are going to be those foundational levels that they need to start with. And then, of course, getting into our Peak Well program. Now, most members don't know, but inside our app, we do have a Peak Well section that does offer resources, even if you're not working with a Peak Well coach. So there are things in there like recipes and meal plans and a journal where they can track some of these basic habits, right? Like how much water they're mm-hmm. drinking or their movement, et cetera. So we've got those tools and resources in there. The power comes, as you know, when it comes to putting those together with a coach that can learn who you are trying to become, what those goals are that you have. And so it really needs to be married with Jen and her team here. But yeah, did I miss anything on sort of those key foundational pieces that people should be paying attention to right now?
Yeah, I would say you hit it on the nose. Like, those are the big pieces that really just helps get you started. Like I said, you eat multiple times a day. So if you can hone in on that area and improve some of the options there, then that's going to make a big impact. And it is awareness. It's we do so many things on autopilot all throughout the day mm-hmm. that it, like, we want to kind of tap out of that and tap into, what am I actually doing? Am I eating? You know, it might start at that point, because we get very busy on things and we might be avoiding eating. And I've worked with tons of clients that we just have to make sure that we are eating, not like what right. the quality looks like, just ensure that we are eating. And so that's where, you know, it can start anywhere. And so just find a point and get started and start taking some action. And if you're not sure where, that's, again, where I can help you figure out where feels good to get started and how can we take that first step? Because it is hard. Like, these things are simple. They're not easy. It's about building the consistent habits, and it takes time. You can't build consistency overnight. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I see. Like, I tried it for a week and it didn't work. You're not going to lose 30 pounds in 1 week in a healthy, sustainable way that's right. going to set you up for success.
Yeah. And you know, thank God the body works both ways. It didn't take a week to gain those 30 pounds either.
Yep. Yeah.
And so, as you know, and like you said, it's a journey. If you're new to this podcast, we do have a lot of prior episodes where we go into some of these things more specifically, whether it's sort of some of the mechanisms for fat loss or supplementation or gut health or hormones or you name it. We've got some of that stuff there. We do plan to have Jen back on to go deeper into some of those specific areas even more. And so those resources are available to you. But I would encourage you to set up at least that free intro call with Jen to learn more about both our Peak Well program and what coaching might look like, but also to allow Jen to learn more about you and help you sort of start to attack these things from that different biopsychosocial perspective and from that, where am I ready, willing, and able to start? And so, Jen, how would they approach that? How would people get in contact with you and schedule that intro?
Yeah, I would say the best way to go about it is go ahead and drop me an email or let your trainer know that you would like to schedule a Peak Well intro. I have a couple of different options available for that, whether it be group intro or one-on-one. So either way, if you're just kind of wanting to explore, dip your toe in the water and see what it looks like, group intros are a great opportunity. One-on-ones, we dig in just a little bit deeper and figure out what might work for you. But yes, email me or speak with your trainer and we can definitely get you scheduled and start taking that action if it feels appropriate.
I love it. And so, Producer Ben, I think we can put those in the show notes here too. We can put some links to that email there and make sure people have the resources they need. Jen, this was really, really fun. Yeah. It was really cool to kick off the new year with you. I'm so blessed that you're here. I'm so blessed to call you a friend. I know you are just changing lives every day, and I'm really pumped that those that got to listen to these episodes are going to be a part of that group. So thank you for being here.
Thanks, Kyle. Thank you so much for having me. It has been a lot of fun, and I really appreciate it.
Awesome. We'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fast Fit Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.